This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. Okay. We are... Sorry, I don't know why I got the gigglies. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then you'll see a headline telling women to leave their vaginas alone, okay, where we do too much to them. And whether it's primping or grooming pubic hair or douching or whatever. And, you know, gynecologists are pretty big on saying, you know, don't be doing any of that stuff, you know, before I have to examine you. Just, you know, let your vagina be. And I don't know how many of you guys have medical backgrounds, but when we're in medical school, we learn about the vagina. It's pretty overwhelming, okay, because that organ, and I like to call it an organ. I don't know if it's considered an organ, but it was engineered pretty brilliantly, okay? Now, what is the purpose of a vagina? All right? Yeah, don't answer that, okay, because you're probably going to get yourself divorced. So the purpose of the vagina is to create, this is my interpretation, a hostile environment towards anything that wants to interfere with the pregnancy. That's its primary goal. If you're not pregnant, it's supposed to invite, right, you getting pregnant. Okay, I mean, I know this isn't the most, you know, women's lib thing to say, but a lot of a woman's body has to do with her making babies. Okay, that's kind of how, you know, I don't have my boobies, you know, as a compass, okay? They were there, right, to feed a kid if I ever got pregnant. That's kind of what they're for, right? So, the vagina, its primary purpose is to protect the fetus. And so it's called a hostile environment. And there's bacteria, a lot of healthy bacteria that's supposed to be there to keep a pH, keep an acidity, so that if dad wants to have sex, right? Yeah, or another mom, you know, depending on who you have sex with, wants to have sex while you're pregnant, that environment is so hostile that hopefully nothing gets through to the uterus. And we've talked about the uterus and the cervix, right? The uterus looks like a light bulb. The white of the light bulb is the uterus, and then the silver is the cervix. And that's what kind of thins and dilates, you know, when you're like, oh, you know, she's 10 centimeters and, you know, yeah. So the vagina allows the pathway to the cervix that allows the pathway to the uterus. Well, we have a headline here saying women with low levels of friendly bacteria. It's very interesting how they say friendly, you know, especially since the vagina is so hostile. But there are friendlies, right? Okay? There are friendlies. There's allies. If you have low levels of friendly bacteria, that could put you more at risk for ovarian cancer. It's a study we're going to talk about, especially if you have the BRCA1 gene mutation. And ovarian cancer scares the hell out of many of us women. Anybody that has ovaries, we get really, really scared. Because with ovarian cancer, you have no idea it's happening to you, right? Until you get some sign, either abdominal bloating or issues with dissension or pain or whatever. And so none of us want to get ovarian cancer. And here's another study kind of suggesting that we leave, right, maybe some of our friendly bacteria alone. And there's this obsession with having clean body parts, right, or shaved or bleached or whatever. And, you know, we doctors, we don't usually take a stand on that because, you know, we want to look cool and we want to, you know, we want you to be able to talk to us about stuff. But if you really asked us if you should be doing all this primping and all this other stuff, the answer is no. I mean, you know, like pubic hair. So many of us are like, let's get rid of it, let's shave it, let's, you know, I don't know, landscape, whatever. But
the concept of pubic hair is, again, another protective element to protect the uterus, right? You know? Also, pubic hair, with the whole triangle shape and all that, it was a way to let cavemen know where to go. You know, animals, you know, sometimes they get confused, right? Because, you know, you got the headlights, right, with the boobies, you know? And so, you know, in caveman days, you know, they probably didn't know where to go because, like, oh, well, there's the boobies. The boobies were like the stop, and then you had the arrow, right? The arrow of the vagina, like, going this way, and then, you know, the, oh, okay, well, that's where I go. Right? Because we didn't communicate. We didn't have no, wrong way, warmer, getting colder. We didn't communicate like that. So our bodies had certain physical characteristics or phenotypes or expressions to communicate that. That's kind of what pubic hair is for. So it's protective, and it also is directions. It's basically our Google Maps. Okay? Now, when it comes to douching, everybody always says, you know, well, what's the big risk of douching? Well, if you douche, you remove a lot of your healthy bacteria, and bacteria produce an acidic environment. One of the reasons why women may get a yeast infection from antibiotics is antibiotics kill off the good bacteria. Now you don't have the bacteria, make it an acidic environment. Yeast likes basic, more basic environments the yeast can grow. Hence, a woman then gets a yeast infection. So then you kind of hope that you can recolonize and get that bacteria back. Our bodies really rely on bacteria. Our skin relies on it. Our gut relies on it. So you really don't want to mess with your bacteria. So then the question arises when women say, I have an odor. Okay, so what do you do if you have an odor? Well, we always like to check that out and examine it because we want to make sure you don't have an infection. There are certain types of overgrowth, bacteria, vaginoses that could give you an odor. Also, some STDs may have an odor. So whenever you have an odor that's new, you got to get it checked out. But then you have some people that say, I just don't like the way it smells. I just don't like it, so I want to keep cleaning it. That might not be the most advantageous for you. So I recommend to anybody, if you don't know what to do with it down there, and that's okay, you don't have to know. I mean, there's no instructions. I mean, I couldn't ask my sister or mom or dad or anybody when I was growing up what to do. So my friends had to teach me, right? Because, you know, we didn't have Google back then. And so I, you know, boy. And, you know, some of them could have really led me astray. They could have said, yeah, you know, you're supposed to, you know, get tomato juice and get a BLT and then put it in a blender and then infuse it. I wouldn't have even known. I would have believed them. But when in doubt, just go to your medical provider and have them talk to you about what to do. But I would leave it alone if you don't need to mess with it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, how many of you guys are sick of the whole selfie thing? And I apologize because I did a selfie today. I'm just as guilty. I don't know why I do selfies. I really can't stand the concept of selfies, yet I do them. I think, you know how we had the 80s and the 90s, and then we kind of had the O's. I don't even know what we call the early 2000s. And now we're in the 2010s. We're about to go into the 20s. Is that crazy? I didn't even realize that because it's 2019. Whoa. We're going to be in the 20s. When I think of the 20s, I think of the roaring 20s. Well, we'll see. You know, it depends on who gets elected. You know, we may be the defunct, you know, in debt, socialized 20s. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But one thing that really identified and characterized the teens was the selfie. And the psychology behind it is fascinating.
It is absolutely fascinating, and a lot of people think a lot of good came out of it, and there is. I could argue both sides. But what ended up happening is people had cell phones where they could take pictures. They had filters where they could change the lighting, because lighting is everything when it comes to a picture. You could have a bad picture, you could have a good picture, and lighting is, am I in awe and humbled by the lighting. And you could also erase a bad picture. You could erase, you could take a burst of pictures and then pick the one of the thousand that actually made you look good. But then you could advertise yourself and you could put it out there. And if you have a good picture of yourself and you want people to see it, you could put it out there on social media. Now, only people who are your friends will see it. You know, so if you like somebody, I mean, if I want Michael Fassbender to see my selfie, he's probably not going to see it. You know, but everybody else, you know, who follows me on social media will see my selfie. And I always grew up thinking you don't brag, you don't ham it up, but then I realized when you're in show business, you know, you can't be afraid of the way you look. I was always afraid of pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't like my nose, I don't like, you know, my butt, you know, I don't like the way I look, and, you know, no. And so I was always kind of very intimidated. And then I'm like, look, if you want to get out there, you got to get out there, you got to be seen. And then the more you're seen, the more people will pay attention. And then the more people pay attention, the more you can, you know, garner listeners and, you know, educate and inform and all that. So, you know, now when I see an opportunity to share something that I think is not only entertaining but engaging, you know, or if I think, you know, I finally have a good complexion and I want to take advantage of it, I'm going to take a selfie. So I'm just as guilty as anybody else. But here's a problem. Now we have a new trend called C-section selfies. And this selfie trend is putting new mothers at risk for sepsis. Now, this story is coming out of England, where new mothers that have had a C-section take the dressings off the C-section to show, I guess, everybody their wound. I'm not really sure why. I could see why you might want to post a picture of the baby, although that's even now debatable because of, you know, stalkers and things like that. But I guess if you're going to take off your wound dressing and expose the wound, you're now going to be exposed to bacteria and pathogens getting into the wound. And midwives are kind of freaking out. And a team of nurses from Hull University Hospital's NHS Trust said they are worried about the rising number of women doing this. Now, a quarter of births in the UK are done by C-section. I think the number's similar in the US. And so, you know, most of these C-sections, you have a lateral incision across the lower part of the abdomen, and then they're able to pull the baby out. They make a different incision, of course, into the uterus, and then they close the wound, and with the tension and stuff, and with it being where it's located, a lot of times you can hide the C-section scar. It really looks good. A lot of OBs are phenomenal the way they do that. But it is a huge wound. I mean, we are talking 10 to 20 centimeters. And so why would people want to post that picture? And I'm looking at these pictures. And you're like, why? Now, when somebody says, where's the good to these? Well, this is interesting, okay? There's some people of this thinking, and I can kind of understand this. I can't really put a term on this psychologically. But if you could kill two birds with one stone, or if you could get a secondary gain from something that happened to you that was traumatizing, it almost starts to negate the negativity of the first. Okay? So what does that mean? All right. So, like, for example, if you are dying for attention and you really haven't gotten a lot of attention because you avoided social media because you were overweight and pregnant and broken out and whatever, and you want to be a center of discussion, or you want to get some likes, or, you know, feel relevant again, and you just went through all this, you could show your C-section scar. And boy, is it going to get some attention. And you might even get some sympathy. And I don't mind if somebody is doing it for that. You know, it may seem shallow, but look, if that gives them any sense of pleasure, going, you know, I provided some news, I provided some conversation, you know, I was the center of attention for a little bit, that might, fine, it doesn't hurt anybody. But if you're starting to take off your dressings and all that, that's a problem. I told you I had a patient who had been raped years prior, and she came to me as a new patient saying that she just still isn't over it, and she doesn't know how to get over it, and she's seen tons of therapists, and she's been on, you know, tons of different antidepressants, and nobody can help her get over her being raped. And, you know, I explained to her that traumatizing things, most of the time, you will not be able to get over. Probably the only traumatizing thing that you're able to get over is childbirth. It's very fascinating how we forget the pain. I mean, I remember the pain, but I don't remember it as clearly as I remember my car accident and stuff like that, you know, or my kidney stone. You know, it's kind of interesting how the body allows you to kind of move forward. But something like a rape or a fire, I can't get over, you know, my assault. I can't get over, you know, the fire I had when I was a kid, you know. But what helped me was talking about it or trying to protect others from it happening to them. So when I brought it up to my patient, I go, you know, have you ever thought of working with, you know, young teenage girls who could possibly be in the position that you were in, and talk to them about, empowerment and how to prevent them from being attacked and, self-defense and, you know, share your story. And, you know, she lit up. Now, I don't know if that solved her problems fully, but sometimes turning something that bad happened to you into a good, you know, and helping others with it might sometimes be what you need to do. You know, me and my mom have had, you know, horrific, you know, things happen to us during our love lives, you know, when we weren't married. So we write a book. And we wrote that book, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating, you know, to teach others and prepare others, you know, for things that could be out there. And you want to know what? It helps us heal. So sometimes turning around and doing something like that, you know, makes you feel better. I tell people all the time, whenever you're depressed and you just can't, you know, get out of a funk, why don't you volunteer for a charity? Pick a charity or pick something that you're really excited about, whether you want to take point or not. But a lot of times that just really cheers you up. I mean, I haven't really suffered from depression for years. I mean, I've had some funks in my life, you know, where I'd get into a little bit of a funk. But for the most part, I've been relatively happy. And I think it's because I'm always working on something, whether it's National Blood Donation Week or College Student Health Awareness Day or whatever. I'm just always working on something. And it just keeps me going. Now, am I, you know, psychologically hiding behind that so I don't have to deal with some of the realities that I had in my past? I don't know. And you know what? Who gives a damn? You know? All I know is I'm, you know, trying to do good. I'm loving life. I look forward to the next day. And if any of you guys ever are like, you know, look, I'm in a funk, but I don't even know where to start, you know, just email me at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Still see a therapist, still see your medical provider, but sometimes it's just little baby things you can do to just get out of that rut. So, you know, C-section selfies are dangerous. I think they're stupid, but I understand why people are doing that. And, you know, sometimes for you to kind of help people feel better, you might want to like some of their pictures, only the safe ones. You know, if you like a picture that seems safe and not stupid, you'll hopefully encourage them to do those types of pictures more than the stupid ones. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy continues to move in the right direction.
The economy performed reasonably well over the first half of 2019, and the current expansion is now in its 11th year.
The Fed Reserve Chairman speaking during a House hearing today, he also says the labor market remains healthy.
The unemployment rate moved down from 3.9% in December to 3.7% in June.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta will be taking questions from reporters about a plea deal he previously gave to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. As far as if the labor secretary should step down, Republican Congressman from California Kevin McCarthy believes,
what I look at and seeing what Epstein is very disturbing to me. This man is even out walking around. I know the president said yesterday that he was going to look into it and review this, and I'll leave it up to the president.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the CDC is starting to warn doctors that we are going to be coming into a wave of new cases of this polio-like illness. Remember, this has scared the hell out of us over the last couple of years, this acute flaccid myelitis, which is eerily similar to when we were dealing in the 40s and 30s and stuff with polio. Child would get sick, have a cold, wake up the next day paralyzed. And thank God we have our vaccine program, and we have vaccinated kids against polio to the point where we had it eradicated at some point, but still, unfortunately, you know, circulating throughout the world. But you know, we've kind of gotten some grips on polio. Until now, we have this acute flaccid myelitis polio-like illness, and the CDC is reminding us medical providers that as we come towards the end of summer, even though we're still in the middle of summer, but to be prepared, because that's when cases start to rise. So last year, there was a total of 233 cases in 41 states that were confirmed. Now, we've already had 11 cases reported this year. The authorities are now investigating another 57 cases. We've had 4 cases reported in California, and then 1 in Maryland, Nebraska, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia this year alone. Like I said, they're currently investigating 57 other cases. Most of these cases are in very young children. So if you have kids or grandkids, this scares the hell out of you. It scares the hell out of you even if you don't. Now, if you look back at 2018, the more populous states, the larger states, seem to have more cases, but there really wasn't much of a predictive element here. So Texas had 31 cases. California had 15. Colorado had 16. Minnesota had about 11, Pennsylvania 11, Ohio had 14, but then you saw them just sprinkle throughout. There was one case in Nevada, one case in Utah, a couple cases in Wyoming, 7 cases in New York, 8 cases in Virginia, 2 cases in Florida, 1 case in Mississippi. So when people say, well, maybe this polio-like illness is mosquito-borne, no, I'm not buying that. We don't think it's that. Because, again, Florida only had 2 cases last year. Mississippi 1, Alabama 4. You know, why were there more cases in Minnesota? You know, so, but Texas did have 31, so you wonder. You wonder. Arizona had 5. New Mexico had 1. So then there's the theory, well, are immigrants bringing this over? Well, Washington State up north had 11. So that was more than Nevada. So I don't know what the immigration status is in Washington. And if you know, Texas, California, yeah, maybe they do get more immigrants coming in, but then we should also see other border states involved, you know, to that degree, like Arizona, New Mexico. So again, those aren't working theories. So on their website, the CDC says that most of the patients with this AFM had a mild respiratory illness or fever consistent with the viral infection before they went into this acute flaccid myelitis, which is basically weakness. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. And they think it's coming from the enteroviruses. Enterovirus is the same type of family that polio comes from, but they do not think it's from the actual polio virus. They even say they're not caused by polio virus. All the stool specimens that they collected from these AFM patients were negative for polio. But they did detect Coxsackie virus, the enteroviruses, and they have not identified, though, a bacteria. So that's why they think it's viral. They say most patients had the onset of this between August and October, which is why we're getting a little scared and we're getting geared up. There's been increases in these cases every 2 years since 2014. In total, I think we're at, what, 500-something? I think we're in total 533 cases. I need to double-check. I'm sorry. So it's been obviously going up, and a couple hundred each year, not good. So basically, it's the condition where you get a cold, and it decides to either enter the brain or cause an inflammatory response of the brain and spinal cord. And whenever something messes with the brain and spinal cord, you start to lose muscle tone and reflexes. So these kids start to get very weak in the limbs. Then they could also have slurred speech, facial drooping, look like they're having a stroke. Unfortunately, you could die from this if your breathing muscles, respiratory muscles, become paralyzed. Now, they say most of the mild cases are resolving on their own, but the serious cases are causing residual paralysis or death, just like polio did. So, again, we don't know exactly what's going on. Is it an enterovirus? Is it Guillain-Barré? Guillain-Barré is an autoimmune disease where you get limb weakness and paralysis because your immune system, when it gets triggered by a virus, decides to attack everything, the nerves. But these people, they don't think so much that all of these are Guillain-Barré because it's kind of following a very similar course like polio. The child gets sick, has a fever, and then this happens. Now, how common is it? Again, rare. 570 cases have been confirmed since the outbreak. And that's 2014, or not the outbreak, but when they first saw it. So basically, we could do CSF, or we could take a cerebral spinal fluid, take a sample. We could do lab tests. We could look at stool cultures. Like you see, they've done MRI of the brain. But this is what's scary. We don't have treatment for this. We don't have a lot of antivirals out there. We have antivirals for flu. We have antivirals for herpes and for shingles. We do have hepatitis medications, but we really don't have anti-polio type medications. So usually what they're doing is doing steroids to decrease the inflammation around the brain. They're doing IVIG, which is an immunoglobulin, which can kind of attach onto the virus. Interferon, antivirals, other supportive measures. Some physicians are even trying to do nerve transfers. There's some studies in that. But we don't have a vaccine yet. Parents are pretty upset we don't have a vaccine yet because we still haven't identified the causative agent. So we can't make a vaccine. So what do you do? How do you avoid getting this? So unfortunately, if somebody has a cold, you need to stay away from them. Even as simple as a baby cold. Now, this is scary because, you know, I grew up in an age where, you know, get the cold, get the chickenpox, build up some immunity. Not nowadays. Nowadays, a simple cold could turn into something like this if we don't know what the hell we're dealing with. And just to be safe, avoid mosquitoes. I doubt it's mosquito vectored. And I don't think anybody's thinking that, but just to be on the safe side. And so we'll keep you guys posted. But 11 cases this year when we're not at the peak is a little concerning. But we'll keep you guys posted. We're also going to keep you guys posted on the flu. We're watching what's been going on in Australia. Apparently their flu season started a little earlier. Might be peaking a little earlier than expected. That might mean more cases. Might mean a more virulent strain, but we haven't gotten the jury's not out on that yet. So we're going to keep you posted. UCLA is a little nervous because an employee might have spread measles at the campus food court. Apparently a university employee contracted measles and might have exposed others. He was diagnosed with measles on Monday, and he ate lunch at the Court of Sciences Student Center food court between 9 and 11:30 on July 2nd and 3rd. Now, measles is fairly contagious, as you know, spreads through respiratory transmission like coughing and sneezing and spitting. They say it could linger in the air for up to a couple hours after an infected person leaves the room. So anybody who was kind of hanging around the food court might have been exposed to measles. And again, the majority of people should be vaccinated. But remember, some of these measles cases are happening to people who are vaccinated. Nobody's telling us the percentage. But nobody's telling us that all of the cases are in unvaccinated people, which leads us to assume that some of these measles cases, well, actually not even, they've even said some of these people coming down with measles were vaccinated. So back in April, they had to quarantine somebody on UCLA. Remember, these campuses that hold thousands of people, you know, we're not surprised things like this will happen. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doc-a-dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Boy, the writing is on the wall, and it just kills me to see America start going towards a socialized path, but I don't think we could stop it. I'm hoping we do. I think there's a lot we could learn from other countries and what they're dealing with, and so I try to inform you of that. Here's a couple headlines coming out of England, which is kind of interesting. So one is, nurses are also in a mass exodus from the healthcare system, from what we're understanding in England. And apparently there's a scheme to kind of help keep them by offering them supermarket discounts and cheap gym memberships. Apparently this has been rolled out in a number of NHS trusts to, in the next 15 months, persuade 1,100 members of staff to stay in their jobs
The programs allow staff to transfer to different areas of the health service, offers mentoring to newcomers, and even pays for them to attend university classes. Staff have been given supermarket discounts, cheap gym memberships, and they, enabling them to save $1,200 a year. They're going to now extend it to the remaining 80 trusts. And you're like, okay, well, how is that a big deal for them? Well, if the trust can't pay the workers more, maybe they could eliminate some of the extra cost that they're incurring. So it's another way to kind of give benefits. Now, Purana Asar, Chief People Officer at the NHS, says the National Retention Program, that's what it's called, they have a National Retention Program, has had a promising start, and we are looking to roll out this scheme to other trusts and into the general practice. See, the problem is, and this is what I've noticed, is if you hate your job, or you're overwhelmed or overworked, saving $50 or $100 here and there might help you for the first couple months. But when the going gets bad, you're still going to want to leave. Now, they say the National Retention Program was introduced in July 2017 and targeted an estimated 288,000 hospital staff units. And they say that the turnover of NHS nurses and mental health hospital staff is now its lowest rate for 5 years. They said it fell from 12.5% to 11.9%. Still, almost 12%. That's 1 in 8 people leaving the field? Mental health staff rates went down from 14.3% to 13.4%. So they're having an issue with staff leaving. So what do you do if you can't rely on humans to want to stay at work and work? You automate. So now the NHS is deputizing Amazon's Alexa. So in a bid to relieve pressure on the NHS, Health Secretary Matt Hancock has urged Britons to use Alexa, the virtual assistant on Amazon's Echo, so you can get some information. Well, so certain requests, even medical advice. Now, going to Amazon's Alexa for help with common illnesses is one of the scariest, stupidest things I have ever heard of. But it's going to happen, and it's going to happen here. And in fact, it is. People are going, hey, Alexa, you know, what do you think of my toothache? Well, you know, your toothache could, you know, imply that you have some gum disease or you have a cracked tooth or whatever. Okay, when I was an ER doc, we had a patient walk in with a toothache that was a heart attack. It was referred pain to the tooth. Now, I can't expect Amazon Alexa to go through that whole gamut. It's going to scare the hell out of anybody. But to urge people in your medical system to go to a Google Home or an Amazon Echo means you're in a hell of a lot of trouble. Now, what are we as Americans going to do about it? Well, we like technology. We like not waiting. We like being able to educate ourselves. I mean, me too. I love not having to walk into a library. I'm able to just, you know, go online and get whatever I want. And we have tech. And if these voice-activated monitors are able to relay information from the internet to you, why not do it, you know, verbally? The problem is medicine is a science. It's an art. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of senses. Now, I have been seeing a lot of patients through telemedicine. Telemedicine is exploding. Absolutely exploding. In fact, telemedicine is now going to be the front line for primary care. Whether we agree with it or not, it's the front line. Patients are going through their computers for everything. And so there are services out there, some really good services, that now allow you a face-to-face interaction with the doctor, which is, something unheard of, especially since it used to be really expensive to see a doctor. Now your insurance could pay for it, or you pay $45 or whatever, $25, $10, whatever, and you're able to, boom, have a doctor face-to-face. Have them look at you, maybe even write you a prescription. Unfortunately, I'm seeing that people are getting very, very spoiled, and they want us to treat acute abdomens and, you know, angina and some real serious stuff over the phone. I don't like to do that at all. I don't like to manage blood pressure over the phone. I do like to manage a lot of other things. I think I can manage pink eye, rashes, things like that, depending on what I see. I tell the patient to do certain things to help me examine. Like, I want to see if it's blanching, so I want you to press on it. You know, describe things, you know, and a lot of telemedicine is even over the phone where you can't even see it. But sometimes a really good history, you're able to discern what's going on. But it's not 100%. And I can't tell you how many times in my practice I was able to pick up on something. Now, I've been asked about liability with telemedicine. You know, what do doctors do so they don't miss something? Well, the average doctor always encourages them to still see somebody. Just because you're using a telemedicine service does not completely substitute for an actual medical examination. So doctors will say, well, start this, but make sure you still see somebody in person. Like, let's say somebody has eye pain and some eye swelling and they think it's pink eye. It still could be glaucoma. You still could have elevated eye pressure. So I still recommend make sure you see somebody so they could check the eye. Or if this doesn't get better, make sure you see somebody. But to see a health system, right, in England, urge people to use non-doctor or medical provider-run tech makes me nervous. Now, Daily Mail, I got this article here from Daily Mail, they put Alexa to the test, and they found that the gadget failed to provide information on several health conditions. They asked about the flu, broken leg. They asked one about sepsis, and Alexa said, sorry, I don't know. Now, which is good. I would rather Alexa say, I don't know. Other cases, Alexa seemed to use information from WikiHow. WikiHow is, again, not WebMD or Mayo Clinic or, you know, very, I like WikiHow for a lot of things, but it's not run by physicians, from what I understand, or medical providers. So one question is to Alexa, what are the symptoms of the flu? So Alexa said, according to the NHS website, flu symptoms could come up very quickly. You can have a temperature of 38 degrees Celsius, body aches, feeling tired, exhausted, dry, chesty cough, throat, difficulty sleeping, loss of appetite, diarrhea, tummy pain, nausea, or being sick. All right. Well, somebody with an infected lung mass could have those same symptoms. Somebody with pneumonia could have those same symptoms. Alexa, I think I've broken my arm. What should I do? She answered, I'm sorry, I cannot help. Please use your phone to call 999. Now, it's one thing to have that tech and to be able to access Google or Yahoo or Bing. I mean, you know, people are going to do that, and, you know, we doctors warn against taking wrong information. But when a healthcare system says, look, if you we don't have enough staff, use it, that's basically a saying, you know, guys, we're throwing our hands up. They need help over there. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.